We are holding the bottom Gemara on the Lamed Daled Amud Beis, the bottom two dots, that Omer Rav Chananel, Omer Rav, Hechlef Pashiyoy Se'o Psulis. The four Pashiyos in the Tefillin Shel Rosh that we just got finished saying, the Seder was that according to Rashi it has to be Kaddishli, then Voye Kiviyacho, then Shema, then Voyim Shemoya. That's the Seder, the way the Pashiyos are supposed to be put into the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Who would then have to say that it's supposed to be written in the Tefillin Shel Yad? So Rav Chananel says that Hechlif, if they changed around the Seder, so Psulis, then the Tefillin is possible. So in other words, according to Rashi, Tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam is possible, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, Tefillin the Rashi is possible. Because they have a different Seder, how you put the Pashiyos into the Tefillin that we had before, that according to Rashi, that's the Seder, that on the right side it's Kaddish, on the left side it's Voyim Shemoya. According to Rabbeinu Tam, no, on the left side all the way it's Shema, and then one in is Voyim Shemoya. Voyim Shemoya is the third, and the fourth one is Shema. So the kids say, V'yehechlef, it's Psula. Psula is, Omer Abaye, Abaye said like this, Loya Morin, when do we say if we change around the parashas that it's possible? So Abaye said, the son, he said, Elik V'yosa L'Briyosa, if you put the inside one to be an outside one. Rosa Brisa, what was supposed to be an outside one, you put now Lagvios, you put it inside. That's possible. There's a Pasha that's supposed to be like the Kaddish, or according to Rashi, of Oyim Shemoya, those are the outer Pashas. If you put them in the middle, in between, they'll become possible. Avogviosa Lagviosa, but an inside one got changed around with the other inside one. In other words, according to Rashi, the Vohoyekeviacho, and the Shema, if those two Pashas got mixed up, it's still kosher. We also, Briyas LeBriyasa, the two outer side ones, as you put the Voyim Shemoya on the right side, and you put the Kaddish on the left side, less Lanbo, then the Abaye would say it's still possible. Since anywhere they're supposed to be the outside ones, even though they got switched around, still it's kosher. On this Omele Rav says back, no. Maishna, what are you telling me? Gviyosa, LeBriyasa. That if you put it inside one on the outside, that it's possible. Well, surprise, like we also an outside one to an inside one. The loy, why is it possible? Tach, the boy, lemasli avira. The one that's supposed to be an outside pasture, like a moshel is supposed to see the ear, loy kochazia. Right now it's inside, and it's not seeing the ear, therefore it's possible. And vahai, the loy kochboy, lemasli avira. An inside one that's not supposed to be on the outside to seeing the ear, kochazia. Now it's seeing the outside, that's why it's possible. If so, Rava says, Braisa le Braisa, Gviyos le Gviyos anami, even an inside one or an outside one, if they're switched around, also it's possible. Why? Hach the boy le Mechse Avira Diamin, like the Parsha of Kaddish, that's supposed to be on the right outside one, Kachazi Avira the Smil, now you're putting it on the left side, so it's possible it's on the wrong side. U the Smil, Kachazi Avira Diamin, and the volume Shemoy that's supposed to be all the way on the left side, if you put it on the right side, it's seeing the wrong side. So therefore, Rav holds that Eloishina, Rav holds there's not enough Kamina. Which Seder you changed it around? Even though you put the right side, the Kaddishli, all the way on the left side, on the volume Shemoy spot, still it's possible. Each parasha has to be in its right place, and if you switch them around, it's Psula. And the Gemara says, V'yoma Rav Chanan Aloma Rav, Titura the Tefillin. That's that we have a bottom part of the Tefillin, like the bottom portion that closes up the bottom of the Tefillin, that's called the Titura, is Halach L'Mosh M'Sinai. It's Halach L'Mosh M'Sinai that you have to have it. In other words, if you don't have it, the Tefillin is Psula. And Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Ma'avarta, the Tefillin. The Ma'avarta, that's the part that goes over like a bridge. In other words, where the Ritzuas, where the straps, go through the bottom, that outer piece that sticks around, that's called the Mabarta, where the Ritzua, the straps, go both through the Tefillin Shel Yad, or the Tefillin Shel Rosh, that's also Halach L'Mosh M'Sinai. And if you don't have it, it'll be possible. And V'yom Rabbi Abaye says, Shin Shel Tefillin Halach L'Mosh M'Sinai. That on the bias Shel Rosh, on the outside of it has to be sticking out, carved out, on the side of a shin. We have it on both sides of it, the right and the left side of it. That's Halach L'Mosh M'Sinai. If you don't have it, also be possible. And here Tosis brings down that Kosa Bishimush Rabo the Tefillin, that the tzur of the shin on the right side is supposed to have gimel or legs to it. Or the smol on the left side of the Tefillin is supposed to have full legs to the shin. And he says if you change it around, it's not possible. Hu adin is inyaniv shemanichin ala klaf ha-pashyos klaf cholik. That around each pasha tefillin shell rush or even shell yad, we put a round piece, a piece of parchment, a blank piece of parchment around it. And he says, "B'shemu b'shayad kama m'kaso da'aroyrois." But akom al-minigir is that we put a piece of parchment around the pashyas, both in the shell rush and in the shell yad. The other Gemara says, "V'tzarach shi'egiya charitz l'makam atfar." That we had before, that we know that tefillin shell rush, it's made out of four separate batim, so on the outside of the tefillin has to be nikkah that way. There has to be a scratch going down straight to where, to the makam atfar, to the place where you sew the tefillin up. In other words, the whole height of the bayis has to have this charitz. It has to be nikkah on the outside that they're separate batim. However, Rav Dimi ben Adoyam, he says no, kivun de minka leitzarech. As long as you can tell a little bit on the top part of it, there's this charitz, there's the scratch coming down, even though it doesn't reach all the way down to the tefillah, to where you sew it, still it's kosher. Now, V'yom Rabbi Abaye says, Ha'kil for the tefillin, tzarech lemivdekei. The kilfer means the cloth, the parchment, before you write the tefillin on it, you have to check it out to make sure there's no holes in the parchment. Because if there be a hole there when you write, it'll come out the hepsik in the ice, and you'll have a psul in the ice. The Gemara says, why the duma may be yisper reyusa? Maybe there'd be a hole, a nekev, or something wrong with the cloth. Or being a tziva tama, you have to have every single ice complete. No hefstick in the middle of the ice. For lekin, we're going to have a hole in the middle of the ice that will go through the whole ice, that will pass all the ice. So therefore, you have to check out the parchment before you start writing on it. Rav Dimim in Adoyam, he says, no, Leitzarach, you don't have to check out. The Sefer doesn't have to check out the parchment before it starts writing. I'll tell you why. Kulmusa Badikla. Because when you write your kulmus, your pen, that's Badikit. When you write the Manashach, if there's a big hole there, the pen will feel it, it'll go through it. Elamite's a very small hole, then there's no problem anyway. Because the ice goes around it. Like Taisa says, if the hole is so small that the ink just goes over it, you don't feel it, that's kosher. The pshat is because there's ink on both sides of the hole. So therefore it's not called a nekev, it's not called a hefsik. Like down miyach in the middle part of it, you still have the tzura, you have the ice itself. Now, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Yitzchok says, Ritzuois Shchayros, that the straps of the tefillin have to be black, painted black, at least on the outside of it, the shiny part of it, that's halacha l'mesh misene, it's halacha. It cannot be another color, it has to bedavka be black. Meisfei, I have a question on you. That it says tefillin, ein koshrin oison ela b'minon. You can only tie up the tefillin b'minon, means it has to be a min of parchment. Rashi says, shel or, you don't use stamp flax to tie it filled up with, but you have to use skin like our ritzua, some out of skin. Then you write kiss whether it's green, then shchurs whether it's black, then levonis whether it's white. So you see clearly the ritzuas could be white or green also, but adumus lo yasa, but you're not supposed to make it red. If ne genai, it's a bad thing with zavracher. Rashi says davracha means that shem yevu ishta nida bo. But it's for the dam, that's why it became red. So therefore, it's genai to have red. Either because of that, or else Rashi's dam says genai means shem yevu gardenu umidam chotmai nitzvu. So some say blood came from you. Or else it's a genai, dam came from ishta nida. But our koponim, red, a green, and white is kosher. Amr Rav Yudhi Yudhi says, Maisa b'tamidish Rav Akiva. Once happened the Maisa with the Talmud of Rav Akiva, Shoy Koyshe Tfilin b'lashanish otcheles. He used to tie up his tfilin, mamish with lashanish otcheles, means type of wool, purple wool. Did not even use straps made out of a leather. And v'loy omar loy dov, and nobody said anything to him. The question is, if Shiroi said Tzadik wrote Tamid as a possible set of Kiva, Soros Talmud do it, Lenichaba didn't stop him, how could that be? Elamai, he didn't stop him because he yelled in Skosha. So you see, the Ritzuah does not have to be from the Minam. It could be from something else also. Omalei said back, no, hey, it's like a true Leroy said that the Kiva did not see his Talmud strap up his tefillin with wool. The Yimroi said, but if he would have seen it, he wouldn't have let it happen. As the Vada Loch is, the Ritzuas have to be made miminon from parchment, from skin, and not from stam wool. And again, Maisa Bohokinis, it happened the story with Hukinis, which was Benoish and Rabbi Lezav and Hukinis, the son of Rabbi Lezav and Hukinis. Again, Shreikoshet Tfilin Blashenish Lagarmon. He was tying up his tefillin with purple wool. Flo Yomaloi Dovah didn't say anything to him. So the question is, how could that be? It must be that the Rebbe agreed. If Shiroi said Tzadik wrote Benoz Apostle of Lezav and Hukinis, or saw his son put on tefillin that the straps were made from wool, and Vlanicha boy, he did not stop him, Elamite must be that he held you allowed to. So get a kashim before we say it's also. So when it says yes, Omer Loi Hain, it's like a true. Loi Roy, he did not see him do it. V'yim Roy, if he would have seen him do it, Loi Hoye Manich, he wouldn't have let him. Because we talk all the Ritzuas have to be miminam, have to be made from straps, from parchment, from leather, and not from wool. The word says about Kopar and Slot Akashranos, Ketoni Mi, what we learn over here, that the Ritzuas could be colored, Bain Yerokas, whether it was green, Bain Shcheres, Bain Levinas, whether it could be black or white. And before we said no, it's Allah Lamashu Mesinai, if the Daf has to be black, and here it's Mashma, it could be other colors also. Worse than Lakash, there's no stira. I'll tell you, Kami Bifnim, Kami Bachutz. That's true, the outside of the film that we see, that has to be Bedavka black. But the inside of the film, it's towards the body, the rough part, that could be any color. That does not Bedavka have to be black, that could be white or green also. So where's the question? Even Bifnim, if we're talking about now the colors of the inside, the part that's against your body, my Gnai Vedav Racher. Like, who cares if it's red? The Kuru, nobody sees it. So what's the Gnaya? What's the Dov Rachar? So Mor says still yes. Iko zimne demeshapchenle. Sometimes it happens, the Ritzuah is turned backwards, and the inside will look outside. So if it's made black, red, it's not nice. I'll be a Gnaya, it doesn't look nice. It looks like your blood went on it, or else the down of the Ishtar Nidu went on it. So therefore, other colors are okay, just not red. Now Tosis brings down that Yeshoysim Batim Shotfilin, some hold the bottom of the tefillin can be made from white cloth. That the Gemara says it has to be black, it's only the Ritzuas. That's the Lacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. But the Maisa, we don't hold like this. The Maisa, we hold the Lacha, that even the bottom also have to be painted black. The Bedavka has to be Shcheres. All part of the bottom, the top, the tips of it, should always be black. And sometimes it becomes white, turns white. You have to make sure to paint it over, to use the dye, the kosher dye, to dye your tefillin black. Tanya wrote the price like this. Tefillin merubas halach l'moshe m'Sinai. That is the halacha, the tefillin, the bias itself, has to be a perfect square. That's halach l'moshe m'Sinai. And Amr HaPapa says, where does it have to be squared? Bitforan. That we make a square, like sewing of the tefillin, the tefillin where you stitch it with the gidim, that stitch that goes all around the tefillin, that square also has to be a perfect square. Over the achsunai, it has to be a perfect square with its diagonal also, a perfect square. So what's the lenin of, let me bring you proof to this, that the tefillin have to be squared and they cannot be round. It says clearly, if you make your tefillin round, sakona, first of all, it's a sakona, you may hurt your head, it may hit you, and v'yein b'mitzvah, you're not making a mitzvah. Why not? Like Rashi says, to merubas halach l'moshe m'Sinai, because that's the halacha, you only make the mitzvah, the tefillin is square, a perfect square, and not if it's round. Some Rapapa says, no, it could be there's no proof from here. Mas nisan di'avidu ki'am guza, could be that the Mishnah says here, it's possible, if it's made, very Rashi says, sharp. It's not a perfect circle, but it's like a sharp point to it. So there maybe it's possible, it doesn't stay on your head, and it's a sakana. But maybe if it's a perfect round ball, it does stay on your head, maybe then it'll be kosher. So from this price, they'd have no right to our halacha. But I'll call upon them, that is the halacha, that's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, that the tefillin have to be merubas, a perfect square. Amar Rav Huna, Tefillin, meaning the bottom of the tefillin. Kol zman shepnei tavla chayemes, kol zman the outer sides of the tefillin, the bottom. Arkayim, there's no hole in the parchment there. Ksheris, you should know then the tefillin is kosher. Rashi says tavla means zeh or shabbatim. Means kol zman the outer skin of the bottom is still kayim, then it's okay. Rav Chizda says like this, nifsaku shtayim ksheris. If two of the batim, Rashi is a shtayim, mit shtei defanis, b'shnei batim, zesh lo keneged zeh. If on the two batim of the tefillin shall rush, so we have four batim there, if like two sides of the batim have the hefsek, has a hole in it, it's still ksheris. But shloish psulis, if three of the walls of the batim have holes in it, then it's possible. Whereas if three of the walls are split, that's a psul. But if only two are split, still is kosher. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rava, hod the yamar, that you say, shtayim ksheris, even if two walls of the tefillin shall rush, if the batim was split as kosher, lo yamor nela zesh lo keneged zeh. If the two walls are not opposite one another, it's not like a straight hole going straight through both batim. Both holes are one next to another, and then psulas, then taka the batim apostle. Now the zek keneged zeh, after we say the two holes are one next to another, namilam leamor nela bechadato. Only if it's new parchment, new tefillin, then we say if the two holes are one, are two holes, the two splits are one opposite another, then it's apostle. Avo biyatikta les lambo. But if the parchment is older parchment, then it doesn't make enough kamina. Even though it splits, zeh keneged zeh, still it's kosher. Rashi says, because if it's new parchment like and there's a split there, that shows there's something wrong with the or with that skin, it's an or makukalu. By shaking, if it's older pair, then there's nothing wrong, that's normal, to have a split there, it'll still be kosher. Now, Omalaya Bailu Rabbi Yosef, Heichi Damin Charato, what's called a new pair of tefillin, what's called a new parchment, that we say if they're split, it's possible. Ve'echidom yatikta, what's called old parchment, that even though it's split, still is kosher. So Amla Yitz like this. Kol heicho dechi misli bei v'shalcho kozman, like if you would stretch out this skin. For hoder will snap back again, hoder cholam will snap back again, atikta, that's called old parchment. V'idich, but doesn't snap back so fast, then charato, that's called like a new piece of parchment, a new tefillin. And then, if they'll have two splits, one next to another, then it'll be possible. Vinami, another pshat is like this. Kol heicho dechi misli bei b'masna. Anytime if you'll hang something onto these straps, onto the batin, as your basra will not snap away or come along with it, charato, that's a proof it's new. Vidach atikto, but if it snap away, that's a proof that it's older parchment. The older skin. Rashi says, "Inam lech the mitli b'masa." Rashi says, "Kesheich kazodim b'tzua hatluyim ben v'yosi tefillin abasrei." Anytime somebody holds on to these b'tzuas that the bottom is attached to, v'yena nitkim, they don't snap away. Chalata, that's called new. V'idav shenitkin atik is called old one. Rashi says, "Lishnachrin asa abasrei min shemispashator v'vichato, that the skin stretches. That's called new." Otherwise, it's called atikta, it's called older parchment. Now the Gemara says, Abaya, have Yosef came to Rabbi Yosef. Abaya was sitting in front of Rabbi Yosef. If Sikle Ritsua the Tfili, on his Tfilin, his Ritsuas, not the Batim, but Ritsuas, the straps of the Tfilin, like snapped, came off. So what should he do now? Omale Mal Lemiktri, want to know, could he tie them back on again? Omlei, he said back, no, the Pasuk says, Ukshartem, Ksiv, Shetek Shira Tom, it has to be a nice knot. Rashi says, Tehayak Shira No. And here, if you have another Kesher on it, excluding the first Kesher, it doesn't look nice. So you cannot make another knot on the Ritzuah, to tie the Ritzuah back onto the main Ritzuah. Okay, that's Pasuk. But Omlei Ravacha Bered Rav Yester Ravashi, Mal Lemitvarei, could I sew the ritzua back on again, the strap back on again, and v'yal l'tfil l'gavoy, I'll put the part that I sewed in, like inside, you won't be able to tell it was sewed back, or look nice. So what's the halacha? Omri said back to Puchazi Mayom Advar, go look out and see what the people, how we act. So Rashi says it means, and since we do not do this way, you cannot sew back your tzua onto the tefillin. However, Tosfos learns no. Usually, when we say the slushna pukhazi mayom advar, it always means to say lekula that since people act that way, it's mutter. So he also Tosfos holds that if the ritzuas snap off and there's some ritzua still left on after the kesher, then you let us sew the rest of the ritzua back onto the remaining part of the ritzua. Now the Gemara says, Amara Papa Papa says, Gardu me ritzuas ksherois. Gardu melechur means the leftover. So Pasha means to say, if at the beginning when you first had your tefillin, the straps were long enough, and later on it snapped, part of it came off, it's still kosher. That's called Gardu me ritzuas. Rashi's Masha Tolim and Eretzuas Liacha Shenikshru Barosh. After you make the kesher on the rosh, that avad you have to have. If the left of the ritzuas, the straps that come down, if that came off, so it's still kosher. That's what he says. But the Gemara says, Pulav Milsi, we do not hold like Rapapa. Midiamri b'nei Rebbe Chiya. Since the b'nei Rebbe Chiya said like this, that Gardu Mei Tcheles, the halacha of Gardu Mei Tcheles means by tzitzis, there's a shear, how long the tzitzis have to be. If you first had the length, the right shear, and then later one or two ripped off, and there's still some left over, there it's kosher. The same thing with Gardu Mei Ezov. The halacha of an Ezov is a shear, how long of the Ezov you have to have by the kapara of the Mitzvah. So if you had it at the beginning, that long of the Ezov, the eye stop, and then it got less, so ksherim. So the ik is, Hosamu de Tashmishe Mitzvaninu, by Tzitzis and by Ezov, they're only considered Tashmishe Mitzvah. The other halacha is, since you first had the shear, and then it got smaller, it's still kosher. Avalacha, but by Tzvillin. Here's Muhammad. Here's Siddha Kedushay, Tashmishi Kedusha, meaning that the film itself has Kedusha to it. So the Ritsuas, the straps, is called Tashmishi, is helping around Kedusha. Here it's Muhammad. And about here we do not say, Gadume Ritsuas is Ksheris. About if it's missing the shear, how long the Ritsuas is supposed to be, Lamais it's possible. We'll soon see twice exactly how long the Ritsuas should be. Now the Gemara says, Michlal the Yislu Shiroi. But now they were saying that if it's cut off, snapped off, there's not enough left over, it's possible. Mashma, there is a shear, how long the ritzuas have to be? How long the straps of the tefillin have to be? So Mordechai says, the Kama Shiroi, how long is the shear? Omar Rami Bar Chomer Mershlokish Ad Etzpat Roda. Now Etzpat Roda means till your middle finger. That's how long the ritzuas have to go. Rav Kana Mochri Kofuf, Rav Kana showed the mashma, the middle finger should be bent over. That's for how long it has to go. Ravashi Mochri Poshet, Ravashi said no, mashmi showed it that the finger was extended straight. When it's extended straight, that's how long the ritzuas have to go. Now Rabba Korta Lahu, Rab used like tie his tefillin, make the kesher sharush, and then the Poshet Vishadilu, he would like throw the straps on the back. Down the shoulders on the back, that's the way he used to have the straps of his ritzuas. The ritzuas of the tefillin. Rav Acha by Yaakov Kotalu, he would take a tie his tefillin sharush, have the knot there. Or Mastalu, and he would braid them together. Rashi is like braiding my three together. He would braid them. Ma braid the Rav Noi of it Kridan. He does the way we do. Kridan means like our minig, that we let them hang down in the front of us. That the ritzuas sharush, we talk to have the knot, the kesher in the back of our head, but then the ritzuas, the straps, come down in the front of us. And that's the way we do it. Now the shalom, what exactly does Gemara mean the length of the ritzuas should be until your fingers? So Tosfos mashma, this part of the Gemara is going on the tefillin shel yad, that how long does the ritzuas, say the tefillin shel yad, have to go? As long enough as they could do, wrap it around the arm, and then have some left over to go to your finger, to go to the middle finger, that's how long the ritzuas have to be. Then that's a shalom. So how long does the tefillin shel rosh have to be? The ritzuas. So that test brings down. If minhagim, some said that the right side should go down to the makam hamila at least, and the left side should go down to the lave or to tibura where the navel is. But the kitza, the right side should be longer than the left side. That's how long the ritzuas of the shel rosh should be. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Shmuel bar Shailis Mishmei derav. Kesher shel tefillin halachu Moshe Mitzinai. That you have to have a kesher shel tefillin both shel rosh and shel yad. That halachu Moshe Mitzinai. That you have to have a ritzua. Rashi says it means sheyedalid that on the Ritzur there should be an Oysav Adalid, the Shiei Shakai Nira Leim. How do we have the Shin Dalid Yud? The Shin is Nira on the top of the Bayis, and the Dalid is Nira on the Kesher. And Yud is like on the Oysav when the Tefillin Shal Yad, the little Ritzur sticking out by the Kesher. That's Daimah to a Yud. So therefore, the Kesher should have like a Dalid. Amar Rav Nachman Unuveim Labar. That means Unuveim, Rashi says, means the shame, the shin, should be on the outside of it, or the dalet should be on the outside of it. Or else it means Pashit, the nice side, the smooth side of the Ritzuas, that should be out. Rav Ashi have a Yosef came with the Mazutra. Rav Ashi was sitting by in front of a Mazutra. His Hapchale Ritzu the Tfilin. His Tfilin, the Ritzuas, straps were inside out. That was the smooth side was facing his body, and the bare side was outside. Omles, he said to him, Lysov Lamar, don't you hold, Unaveim Labar, the nice shiny pus always be outside. Omles said back to him, you're right, Lava Datoy, I made a mistake, I just didn't realize it. But you're right, the bottom of Unaveim should be outside. Now the Pasuk says, V'ro Kole Amoritz, all the Amoritz should see, Kishem Hashanik Rolecha, Hashem's name is upon you. Again, the Pasuk says, V'ro Kole Amoritz, Kishem Hashanik Rolecha, V'yorim Mimecha, that the Goyim will see the way Hashem's name is upon you, and they'll fear you. So Tanya, Reb Lezer, God Leimer, Eilut Tefillin Shabrosh. It means if a Jew is wearing a tefillin on his head, then the Goyim will be afraid of us. That's the Metzias, that's the Gdushas, that tefillin, it says, V'yorom Mimecha. They said it's supposed to be a famous story with the Gero, the Vilna Goyim, that he's put into jail. When they took him out to see the judge, he like uncovered his tefillin Shabrosh, and they just let him go free. They were afraid of him, they just let him go free. That's this Pasuk, V'ro Kalam Yoretz, Kishem Hashem Nikro Lecha, V'yorom Mimecha. And the Pasuk says, V'asirosi eskata, take off my arm, Hashem said, V'risi, my palm, V'risi asacharai, I'll let you see the back of me. Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu. So Amar Rav Chona, Bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon, Chasida, Malami comes to teach us, Sheheru le HaKadosh Baruch Hu le Moshe, Kesher Shat Tefillin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe the Kesher Shat Tefillin that he was wearing. The like Gemara Bracha says, just like we wear Tefillin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also wears Tefillin. And the Gemara says that what it says in Hashem's Tefillin. Rakoponim here, Hakadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe the kesher of his tefillin sharosh, the back of his head, like a dugma, whatever that means. Omer Rav Yehuda, kesher shel tefillin tzarich shehe lamalom. The knot of the tefillin sharosh should be on the top part of your head. True, it's in the back, but it shouldn't be all the way down. But it should be on the top part. Means that we always say where your hair is still there, it should not be below your hairline in the back of your head. So that's called. It should be lamala. Kadeshehe Yisrael lamala. Dugma Klayisol should be always lamala above. Below lamata, not on the bottom. And also, with Sarah Shehei, Kalafei Panim. It should be towards the Panim. Kadeshehe Yisrael lefanim lovely ochre. Klayisol should always be like in front and not on the back. So what does exactly mean Kalafei Panim? So Rashi says it means Mimul Arif, in the back of your neck. Again, like we had before, Begaiva, on the top of your neck. Not on the bottom of your neck. But on the back of the neck, in Rashi it means v'loy b'tzid yirosh, and not that it should be on the side of your head, but it has to be in the back. That's called yilufinu v'dashin. It means lefnim v'loy l'ochor. It means it's exactly the opposite of your head. Now Omer Rav Shmuel bar Bidrei Omer Rav three Omri loy. Some say Yamri loy. Some say Omer Rav Achor Aricha Omer Rav Huna. It was Rav Achor Aricha. The name of Rav Huna. V'Yamri loy. Some say Omer Rav Menashe, Omer Shmuel. That Rav Menashe saying over the name of Shmuel, Tefillin, Meyei Mesai Mevorach Aleihin. When exactly do you have to make the bracha? On Tefillin Shal Yad, Tefillin Shal Rosh, if you make a bracha, when do we have to make the bracha on Yach Tefillin? So he says, Mishas HaNechosin, when you're putting it on. So Mishas HaNechosin is a mashma, after it's on you already, then you make the bracha, after it's on. So this Gemara says, Eini, it's not true. I the Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel that the klal is kol ha-mitzvahs kulun, all mitzvahs mevorach aleihin oivel asiyosin. You always have to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. And according to you here that you're making the bracha after you put them on already, that's after the mitzvah. So more says like this, Abayev Rav Yehuda Tavayu, both Abayev Rav say like this, Mishas hanochas v'yad shas kshira. Means true, you make the bracha after the tefillin is on your hand already, but before you tighten it, before you make the knot. So really, like Rashi says, Techivan the Dayan Lakoshran, since you did not make the knot yet, Oivul Asiyosan, it's called Oivul Asiyosan. If so, that's how we'd make the mitzvah of the brach also. After the tefillin is on your hand, but you didn't make a tight yet, it's not a kesh yet. It's not called you did the ma'is anocha. So before the tefillin is on your hand, it's overly over, it's too much before. But after the tefillin is on your hand, right before you tighten it, that's the right time, that's called Evelas Yosan, that's the right time to make the bracha. And the same thing with the tefillin shorosh. Like after you have the tefillin on your head, before you tighten it down, then you make the bracha. That's like before we make our kesher. Because the klal, our tefillin shorosh, we do not make the kesher every day. We leave the kesher there. Our whole thing is we tighten it down. So before we tighten it down, that's like the gemara, the mitzvah, the maisa, so we make the bracha before we finish tightening down our tefillin, both the shorosh and the shoyat. Alright, we'll stop here. Alright, wait till the end of the tape and then turn over. We'll continue on the other side.